How lovely is your dwelling place, Lord God Almighty. To celebrate the ninth anniversary of the dedication of the new St. Mary's should be an opportunity to praise God for allowing us to have this holy temple as a place of worship and prayer. It should be also an opportunity to pray and express our gratitude to those who made this place possible with their work, planning, and financial contributions. This temple is a sign of the generosity and commitment of this community, our community. It should be also a day of happiness and joy. It is a feast day, knowing how blessed we are as individuals, as a community of faith. It should be a day of hope that this holy temple will be always a way and a true mean to get closer to God and to his people. St. Peter, in his first letter, called the believers and asked to get close to the Lord, knowing that we all are living stones of a whole body that is the church, knowing that we are the new chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, to bless him and proclaim his deeds, proclaim what he has done for us, our families, and our community. But it is not enough to have a beautiful place and a great place and a great temple. It is good to remember what happened to many beautiful churches in other places, very antique and very beautiful places that has to be closed because there was no community or there was not enough population. So it is not enough to have a beautiful and a great temple. It is very important to have a healthy and committed community who is conscious of being the living body of Christ, with open hearts and open doors to those who want to be part of it, with a welcoming spirit and attitude, with the desire to praise God and the commitment to proclaim to others the good news of the gospel, to share with others what we have, what we live, and what we believe. Then at the gospel, Jesus is warning the people about the temple and about the church as an institution and as the people of God. Do not make of it a marketplace. It should be the dwelling place of God. This gospel is a great call for fidelity to our identity as people of God. We are his people, striving to be holy and to do the will of God in our present time. and in our daily life, being good witness of our faith through our actions of love, mercy, and compassion. Being also good stewards of all that God has given us. This gospel has a great call for fidelity also for the church as an institution. Being attentive not to lose of view his mission and vision. Being to the service of the gospel. Being a safe place for everybody. Keeping its moral authority and standards. Being a prophetic sign of hope, unity, and concord in our world. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your presence among us, in our life, and in this holy temple. Help us to be faithful and guide us in the way of life. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.